Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. So Amnon has successfully, upon the advice of the schemer Yonadav, his best friend, maneuvered Tamar into coming to his home alone to feed him, as he said, from her hands. As David said, just prepare him some food. But Tamar, as we said before, is a Besula. She is an innocent. She does not see any harm in trying to help her dreadfully sick brother. Vatelech Tamar beis Amnon achiha b'hu shochev. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. Her sole motivation, all of Chazal tell us, that there was absolutely no subterfuge in her. She thought, Bikur Cholim, doing a mitzvah, my brother is dreadfully ill. My father said he looked terrible. Vatikach es habotzek vatolosh. And so she took the dough, the pancake batter, and she kneaded it. Vatelabev le'enov. And she mixed them, she made the pancakes in his sight so that he could see, which he had said was a very important part of the process. So presumably, she is so naive and innocent, she doesn't realize that the staring and obsessing that he's doing, which is what Yonadav perhaps was hoping would be enough to satiate him. Vatavashelas halavivos. And she cooked up the pancakes. Bishul and afia are different things. Cooking, so it was in a pan, as opposed to afia, which is baking. But so she cooked the pancakes. Very good. Rashi says, Soles mor beches b'mayim roschim tchila, achakach b'shemen. First you, it sounds like a little bit like bagels. First you have them in boiling water, and then in oil. So it's water fried and then pan oil fried. Maybe that's the secret to the great pancakes. Pasuk tes, vatikach es hamasreis, sorry, it's a sin, vatitzok lefanov. And she took the pan and poured it out in front of him. And that is absolutely key. She had not heard the thing about eating from her hand. She would have had no intention of him eating it from her hand. So she poured it out. She forked it out and put it on the plate. The Radak points out that that's very important. Because she hoped he would eat. Vayimayin lechol, but he refused. He flat out refused to eat. Vayomer Amnon. And so now Amnon is going to insist that she hand feed him. And so he made it seem as if he had a sudden worse attack of illness, says the Kli Yakar. Hotziu chol ish me'aloi. And so Amnon said, remove every man from before me, from upon me. Vayitzu chol ish me'aloi. And so every man left. He's there with his sister. Do Yichud rules apply with the sister? So they left him there, figuring everything was innocent, and there's a very sick man. He's too sick to leave his bed. He's bedridden. So what harm is there in it? And so he kicked everybody out, which one would assume at this point is certainly making Tamar extremely nervous. Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Amnon el Tamar. So Amnon said to Tamar, Havi'i habirya hacheder. So now the question is, she might not have even been in the room with him. She was in the kitchen. He was in the bedroom, further in. She was in the kitchen where the pan was, and she put it on the serving platter. And then one of the servants was going to bring it in, so perhaps she wasn't even going to bring it into the room. But now he calls out to her in the weakest, sick-sounding voice, Ferris Bueller, pretending that he can't get up. You should bring, Havi'i, feminine. Bring the food into the room. The evra miyadech. And I will eat from your hand. Now either he was looking for an excuse to get rid of everybody, Some of the Mefarshim say that the other people who were there weren't servants, they were his friends who had come to do Bikur Cholin. And so Tamar didn't want to go into the bedroom when all of his buddies are there. You know, the whole fraternity, the whole frat is there in the room. So she stayed out of the way, being a tsunua as she was by nature. And she wouldn't go into the bedroom, and that was infuriating him, and he couldn't deal with it. And so he kicked everybody out and then said, come to the bedroom and feed me by hand, which was, of course, his number one motivation in the whole thing. Vatikach Tamar es halavivos asher asasa. And so Tamar took the pancakes that she had made. Vatavela Amnon ochiha hechadra. And she brought them to Amnon, her brother, into the room. And now he goes further than maybe even he had intended. Maybe even further than he had even contemplated. He loses all control because he knows nobody is there. He's got her in the bedroom in the inner chamber. No one would be able to hear from outside what was going on. Yidala vatageshe lov le'achol. And she came close to him. So the Nach really gives us the physical layout of what's going on. She comes close to the bed for him to eat. Vayechazek ba. And he grabbed hold of her. And vayechazek, with chazka, with strength, he used brute strength to overpower his half-sister. And just the Nach doesn't describe it with hyperbole. The Nach does not exaggerate the action scene the way it does in secular narratives of other kingdoms and Greek mythology where they get all dramatic. It's so undramatic, and yet the words are shocking. He grabbed hold of the girl who was essentially his sister, Vayomer Lo, and he said to her, Bo'i shechvi imi achosi. Come and lie with me, my sister. And this, as we'll see a little bit later, is actually one of the sources for the Yichud rule that Chazal enacted. The come and lie with me, my sister, it's just unthinkable that he could see it that way. And the Mefarshim on this pasuk don't even bother. Maybe it seems to me, maybe because it's so obvious, that part of his thrill is the forbidden nature of what he is demanding that she submit to. The fact that she's achosi, he didn't have to stress that, but he did. This is a sick person, and not because he's sick lying in bed. This is a person who is mentally obsessed and emotionally sick right now, and glorying in the fact that what he is demanding is a clear avera, an elemental avera, one of the three yehare val yavars, gilei arayos, shvichas damim, avodah zarah. This is, we know that it says in Sefer Dvarim, ki yosischa achicha ben imecha, when you are enticed, when you are seduced into avodah zarah by your brother, the son of your mother. Siblings enticing you to do the yehare val yavars are among the most forbidden thoughts of our religious outlook on arayos, on healthy relationships, on what community and family is supposed to mean. The greatest betrayal is when it's your brother who tries to convince you to do avodah zarah. And when a girl like Tamar, who has no intention of committing an avera like this, and remember, this is going to be the first time she experiences anything akin to this. This is not at all something that she is willing, and she is going to try to talk him out of it, and she is going to try to use every means she has, but he will not be swayed because he is messed up. And we'll see that he is, as a result, his life is going to be truncated, everything is going to be truncated, and he's going to be full of self-loathing after he snaps out of it, which is perhaps the greatest lesson in all of this, is that when one submits to an obsession, either one gets deeper into the obsession, or one is filled with self-hatred for allowing themselves to go further than they would ever have imagined possible.